Well, let me invite you to take your Bibles and turn with me to the New Testament book of Jude. We're going through the little book of Jude, and I would tell you turn to the first chapter, but that's the only chapter there is. So Jude, only one chapter, but a very powerful chapter. While you're turning there, let me ask you a question. When you listen to a preacher preach, when you listen to a teacher teach, can you tell whether they're teaching and preaching the truth? Can you discern in your spirit, in your heart, whether what you're hearing is the truth or it's just something, it's fluff? The Bible talks about it being wood, hay, and stubble. Can you tell in your spirit the difference between true and error? I hope every one of you can. But Paul makes it very clear, and Jude makes it very clear, and many New Testament writers make it very clear that you and I are going to live in a day. We're going to see more and more and more false teaching on the horizon. You know, this world has been devastated this past week with one of the greatest hurricanes in all of history. It was called the perfect storm. And you've seen the devastation, you've watched on TV, and you've watched as this hurricane has absolutely brought havoc upon hearts and upon lives, upon houses and upon communities, upon cities, upon states. But I tell you tonight, there is something greater than this hurricane happening in our land. There is a hurricane of ungodly, unbiblical, untrue, inaccurate teaching and preaching going on all across our land. And it's not just started, it's been going on for some time. And Jude, in this one little book, he talks about the significant importance that you and I need to be on guard when it comes to false teachers. So tonight I want to deal with this simple subject, but a sobering subject, the fact of false teachers. I want you to follow along in verses 3 and 4. I want you to listen to what Jude says about false teaching. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith, which was once delivered unto the saints. But listen very carefully to what's happening in verse 4. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, Paul, whenever he is talking to Timothy, along with what Jude says here, you and I are going to get to a day that the Bible says evil teaching and bad teaching is going to get worse and worse. Listen to what Paul says to Timothy. Paul is talking to Timothy in 2 Timothy 3. He says, "This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that do good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God." And the truth about it is, you and I are living in that day and in that time and in our world today. So Jude takes great pains in this two verses of Scripture to paint the picture of ungodly teachers, ungodly teaching, and some things that you and I need to be on guard of. Because if there's one thing you need to be conscious of as you live your life, as you read the Word of God, you need to be aware of not every teacher that holds the Word of God is teaching the Word of God. Not every preacher who is behind a pulpit like this is preaching the accurate, true Word of the living God. And so, you know, you and I need to be very conscious of that. I was reading something not too long ago, and a man by the name of John Wimber, I want you to just listen to what he says. In a message on supernatural healing, he expressed concern that evangelical Christians today are placing far too much emphasis on Scripture. Listen to it again. I want to reread it. He said he's concerned that evangelical Christians today are placing far too much emphasis on Scripture. Let me ask you a question. This is all we've got, the Word of God, amen? This is all that there has been, is, and ever will be. So I want you to get your pencil out and get a piece of paper out because I want to give you some very important things that you need to know. First of all, you and I need to understand some misconceptions about false teachers. Because we always think, well, a false teacher, you know, you can always recognize them. You can know who a false teacher is or a false preacher is. Let me give you this reality. Did any of the disciples know that Judas was a fake? Not a single one of the disciples knew that Judas Iscariot was a fake. You remember at the Last Supper, Jesus made it very clear that one of you is going to betray me. And every one of them, most every one of them turned and said, is it I? Is it I? Not a single one of them turned to Judas and said, we know he's the one. So I say that to say this. You and I need to be very conscious and very cautious who we listen to. So the first misconception, and I want you, number one, misconception. First, there's the misconception that a false teacher is easily recognized. You know, Scripture makes right the opposite truth. The Bible says, Paul's talking in Corinthians, he said Satan transforms himself into an angel of light. An angel of light is a messenger of God. So basically, what Paul is saying is Satan transforms himself, if at all possible, into a messenger of God. Listen, we've got a lot of preachers standing behind pulpits, and they're talking something, they're saying something, health, wealth, and prosperity, but it's not genuine. And, you know, although Judas had been with them all so many years and 2 or 3 years, they didn't understand. They didn't realize that Judas was a fake. And I say that to say this. We're going to be amazed how many preachers are not going to be in heaven. And I don't mean that facetiously. I don't mean that recklessly. But a preacher that does not preach the death, burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is not an authentic preacher of the Word of God. Because there is no message, there is nothing to be heard, there is no substance if there is no atoning death of Jesus Christ. Paul said it this way. He said, if there's no death, if Jesus isn't God, and didn't die for our sins, then we're still in our sins. If he didn't rise from the dead, then we're of all men most miserable. In other words, all you're believing is a hoax and a lie. So you need to understand. And only Jesus knew that Judas was a fake. And the truth about it is, Satan has cloaked some individuals so well and so good that probably some of us couldn't tell the difference. Why? Because they're cloaked with a form of godliness. Scripture says that there are some who have a form of godliness but deny the power thereof. And so there's all sorts of preachers and teachers. So, you know, first of all, there's this misconception that false teachers are easily recognized. Second of all, second misconception is this, that false teachers appear ungodly. I can't tell you how many I've listened to that I know they're false after I listen to them, but they're slick. I mean, they're slick, and I sit there and wonder, I wonder how many they have duped. I wonder how many they have lured in. There's a certain preacher who, when he was on the Larry King show some years ago, Larry King asked him about hell, and I've read the transcript, I know, and I went back and I reread it after I preached, and I had to go back and I just reread the transcript, and it just absolutely amazed me. When he was asked, he said, what about hell? He just said, Larry, we just don't go there. We just don't talk about a place called hell. Let me ask you a question. Is hell real or is it not real? Is it real? Amen. It's real. It's a place where those who don't know Jesus Christ are going to go if they don't have their sins forgiven, because if you die and without Jesus Christ, then your sins are upon yourself and you'll pay for your sins for all of eternity. And yet, as I read that transcript, I thought, what person who believes the Word of God would follow this man? And yet, he has a massive following. He has a huge following. And Scripture makes it very clear that all preachers, you know, they don't always look. They don't always look that ungodly. You know, Satan's goal for his false teachers is to gain confidence, gain a following. And, you know, John MacArthur shares the story, and I love the interview he had with Larry King as well. Larry King was talking to Dr. John MacArthur, and he said, you know, I like you. But he said, you get so caught up in the words of the Bible, you forget the message. Now let that sink in. To which Dr. MacArthur said, "Larry, there is no message without words." Now listen carefully. Scripture makes it very clear. It's going to get worse. Why? Because there's going to be a form of godliness. There's going to be a form of believism, and many people are going to be lured into it. Why? They're good people, moral people, they're nice people. And you know, if you just do this, then you know you're all right. So second of all, false teachers don't always appear to be ungodly. Third of all, there's that misconception that a true saint of God can't be misled. You know, since all the disciples were misled about Judas Iscariot, let me ask you a question. Since every one of the apostles were misled about Judas, who do you and I think we are? They had been with Jesus Christ for 3 years. Man, what a following. What a company. And yet they couldn't figure out that Judas was a fake. That's why you need to be very, very careful what you listen to. As a matter of fact, Matthew 7:15 says, "Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, and inwardly they're ravening wolves." Now listen to me real carefully. I want to say this, and I want to say this very lovingly and very carefully and very cautiously. I know a number of churches throughout the years, they've had problems and eventually split. They've split, they've had disruption and disharmony. And one of the first things that I go back, I look at, I think, okay, I want to look at the pastor. What type of pastor was the pastor? And it's amazing in the world you and I live in how many pastors, quote unquote pastors, there's not an interest in the flock of God. There's not an interest. I have a dear friend, lives in a southern state, and one of the pastors made it hard in the church situation, and finally they just paid this pastor off and said, "If you'll just leave our fellowship," he said, "I will under these conditions." He said, "You give me this, you give me this, you give me this, you give me this, you give me this out of the fellowship," and just so they could be rid of him. I mean, there was no concern for the people. Always ask the question, is that man, listen, Jesus said, they come to you, they look good on the outside, but on the inside, they'll tear you up. On the inside, they're full of all sorts of filth and wickedness and ungodliness. And so, you know, if Jesus, you know, made it very clear 2,000 years ago, listen, he knows exactly how false teachers and false preachers are. So second of all, what's the character of false teachers? Well, first of all, the Bible says they're deceptive. You know, Jude makes a statement. They said they've crept in unaware. How could a person creep into church unaware? Well, they look like one of us. They act like one of us. They say they're one of us. And you see, deceptive in their teaching. What do I mean deceptive in their teaching? Now, sometimes somebody will say, "Well, you know, I believe it's important to be moral. Nothing wrong with being moral. I believe we ought to love one another." Yes, we ought to love one another. "I think we need to be good and kind and all of that." Yes, that's all wonderful. And I think once you do that, that's enough to go to heaven. Is that true or error? You tell me. Error. That's why Jesus made it very clear. Listen, their teaching is deceptive. And you see, you would be amazed. As a matter of fact, I was absolutely astonished when I heard this myself. I was reading an article not too long ago. Some of you may recall the group, the Promise Keepers. And one of the Promise Keepers leaders was being interviewed, being talked to, I think, by John MacArthur, and he was talking to him, and he said, was talking about creation. And he said, "You know, we don't go there." You heard me right. Dr. MacArthur was talking to him about the creation of the world. Listen, let me tell you something that I've watched and I've observed and I'm seeing happen all across this land. That is, of teachers. And it's amazing how many don't believe in six-day literal creation. You ask somebody, "Do you believe in six-day literal creation?" "Well, now, you know, what are you talking about?" "Well, one day, you know, it could have been a million years." No, it couldn't. Read the Bible. The Bible says, "In the evening and the morning were the what? First day." Listen, That's exactly what Scripture says. And then you have, listen, you have so many who are teaching and believing. And when I read that, I had to do like you. I had to go back and do a double take. I thought, wait a minute, this was an organization that was built on honoring the Word of God, on following the Word of God. And yet here's one of their leaders says, you know, I just don't know if you can believe the creation story, six literal days. Let me ask you a question. If you can't believe the creation story, then how do you know what else in the Bible is not true? Where do you take a penknife and cut this out and cut that out? How do you know if it's inaccurate? Listen, it is accurate from cover to cover. It was six literal days of creation. God made it clear, and even Jesus affirmed it over in the New Testament. And so you and I need to be very conscious. They're deceptive. Second of all, they place no emphasis on the full counsel of Scripture. You know, since the Bible makes it very clear that false teachers are really of their father, the devil. Now, listen carefully. They look good on the outside, but when you get down to the real root system, the whole goal of false teachers is to lead people away from a belief in Jesus Christ as the only way of salvation. That's why they're so damning. That's why they're so dangerous. That's why you don't even need to listen to them. Why? It's amazing how many people believe that all you got to do is do this and do this and do this to go to heaven. Don't have anything to do with the blood of Jesus Christ. There are many in church who really believe that morality is the way to go to heaven. There are many in church who believe that all you have to, listen, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin, case closed. There is no remission. And so, you know, they're deceptive. And so Jude made it very clear. Third, their motivation is greed. You know, you listen to false teachers and I just have to be honest, sometimes it almost amuses you. So now, you send in your faith pledge of $100 and we'll accept cash, we'll accept check, we'll accept Visa, we'll accept PayPal. Whatever it is, you send it in. Let me ask you a question. When Jesus gave the Gospels, when Jesus died on the cross, he told us to go into all the world and preach the gospel. I love what Dr. David Jeremiah said. He said it like this. If the gospel is not worth going to the third rate country, then the gospel is of no effect. But a lot of these wouldn't do that. And that's why you need to be very conscious. Their motivation is greed, whatever they can get from you. Now listen, every church has to have their bills paid. I think about one little boy who was helping take up the offering one time. This is a true story. Little boy was helping take up the offering and he went home and he told his mom, he said, you know, mom, they said that money goes to the Lord. Said it really goes to pay their bills. And that's what he went, that's the honest truth. He said, that it really goes to pay their bills. Lord knows bills have to be paid. But listen very carefully. In a deceptive and false teacher, their goal is one thing, greed. And you can listen to their teaching. If you listen to them careful enough, there is no Spirit of God in their teaching. They don't preach the full counsel. They don't preach surrender. They don't preach obedience. They don't preach confession of sins. Why will they not do that? Because they're of their father, the devil. And definitely Satan's never going to tell people to confess their sins because he is the instigator of all sin. And so, you know, these false teachers teach to gain a following. There is one person now, and I won't say who he is, but supposedly he has the largest church in the world. But the problem is, where is the serious teaching and preaching of the Word of God? Now listen to me real carefully. I want you to listen. We oftentimes say success is in numbers. Success is in large numbers. Then hell is very successful. Because the Bible says that place is occupied by the masses. Jesus made it very clear. He says, the Word of God will be rejected. Blessed are you when you're rejected and mistreated for my sake. Then Jesus went on to say, for great is your reward in heaven. Listen, don't expect people to always listen to you and to believe you. Why? Because so many people don't want to listen. But when they teach, it's not about the grace of God. Listen to some of the messages. What God wants to give you. What God wants you to have. Let me ask you a question. Do you think God created you for you, or do you think God created you for him? He created you to honor him in everything you do. Paul put it real clear. He said, whatever you do, whether you eat, drink, whatever you do, do it all to what? Say it with me. To the glory of God. That's what you and I are to be about. But that won't be in the teaching and the preaching of a false teacher. Fourthly, they place emphasis on feelings over the word of God. And sometimes it goes like this. Well, you know, God gave us feelings, and since God gave us feelings, then it's not wrong to listen to your feelings and go by feelings. After all, what's wrong with that? Well, here's a real problem with that. Our feelings are warped. How many of you in the morning feel like getting up and going to work? Say, I feel so good. It's a Monday morning. Hallelujah. I get to go to work. No, you don't. If you'd be honest with yourself, you'd say, you know what? I want to set this timer You know, that time changes. No, you don't live on feelings. And Jesus made it very clear. Man doesn't live on bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. But here's what a false teacher won't do. They won't tell you to seek the word of God. They'll tell you to listen to them. Listen to what David the king said. Thy word. Have I hid in my heart. Why do you do it, David? When you hide the word of God in your heart, you won't sin against God. But you won't hear that. And that's why they place emphasis on feelings over the word of God. Fifthly, and this is most sober, there's no message of salvation. You'll never hear a false teacher say, repent, confess your sin. You won't hear it. There's no message of repentance and confession and inviting Jesus Christ into your heart to be your Lord and Savior. There's no message on the blood. There is no message on the vicarious death of Jesus Christ on the cross. Why? Because you need to remember, they're of their father, the devil. The devil's goal is to get as many as he can, as many ways as he can. And if he can get you by believing that morality is the way to eternal life, then that's good enough. Then he's got you. And so that's the reality. And, you know, Scripture makes it very clear. You know, false teachers are all over TV. They're all over the world. And the reality of it is Satan knows that his time is short. Now, I want you to think about it a minute. Use your God-given mind. I want you to listen. If you was in Satan's position, now, careful, don't misunderstand what I'm saying. If you knew your time was short to deceive the masses, and to get as many people into hell, what would you do? You'd use radio. You'd use TV. You'd use internet. You'd use mass media. Why? Because the Bible says, you may not know his timing, but Satan knows himself that his time is short. That's why he's using everything. And that's why he's using the world, the feel-good religion. So they teach personal satisfaction, number six. Above serving the Lord. Listen, I can tell you this. There is no greater joy in all the world than serving the Lord. I don't know about you, but on Sunday nights and pretty much every night, I'm tired, but there's no night I'm any more tired than Sunday night. You know what I mean? Say amen. You're tired, aren't you? But you know what I'm talking about. You're tired. You're worn out. But is there any better way of getting worn out than serving the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. Listen, and to think about it, he's watching everything you do, and he's not going to forget a single thing. Whether you teach a Sunday school class, whether you pick up a piece of lint on the church, but you see, here's the reality: false teachers, that's not about them. There's no serving. There's no giving themselves. It's all self satisfaction. It's for me. It's get me, get myself. I was listening not too long ago where the Senate, Congress, wanted to bring before them for a hearing six televangelists. I don't know if you heard that on the news, but it's about maybe 2 or 3 years ago. I listened to some of the names. But what was interesting not to hear was who they did not. You know, they didn't think about Billy Graham because of his impeccable character, or Charles Stanley, or Adrian Rogers, or his ministry, or David Jeremiah. Why? Here's the reality. A person who is not of God in time shows his true colors. Judas, in time, watch this. They thought he was a disciple. They believed he was a disciple. But then he walked up to Jesus and he betrayed him. So they'll expose themselves. So how do you discover false teachers? Well, number one, real quick, their lips of teaching will give them away. In other words, here's what I mean. They don't want to answer direct questions. For example, a false teacher is teaching, what do you believe is the way to go to heaven? If you ask me that question, I'd tell you very directly, unless you repent and confess your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, there's no eternal life. But here's what false teachers don't like. They don't like direct questions. Matter of fact, I've had the opportunity to listen to some be talked to and asked, and it's amazing how evasive and how artistic they are at manipulating their language. They'll go all the way around rather than answering a direct question. When a certain individual I listened to was asked, what do you believe about hell? We just don't go there. Why did he say that? Now, listen to me real carefully. Would a true preacher of the Word of God say, we just don't go there? I don't care how unfriendly people don't want to believe it. Is there a real hell, yes or no? Absolutely. And the Bible makes it clear. Jesus said, it's better to enter into life maimed than to go into hell fire with both your arms, both your legs. It's better to enter into life maimed. So they don't want to answer direct questions. And, you know, one area that false teachers don't like to give any direct answers is, what do you believe about Jesus? Ask anybody who's a teacher, preacher of the Word of God, ask them this question, and you'll find out real quick who they are. What do you believe about Jesus? And listen real carefully next. Someday, years from now, I'm not saying this for any reason, someday, years from now, you'll call another pastor. You say, now, pastor, you're going? No, I'm not going anywhere. But just ask, what do you believe about Jesus? Jesus is the sinless son of the Virgin Mary. He is God incarnate, God in flesh. He is the only means whereby we can have eternal life. There is no other way. But you see a false teacher, he's a good man, but he's not the Savior. No, there's no option. If Jesus claimed to be good and he's not salvation, listen to what he said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And so, you know, they don't want to answer direct questions. Second, their actions give them away. Listen to what Jesus said. Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. In other words, I can tell you about yourself. You just give me enough time. Sometimes you'll hear somebody say a bad word. You ever been around somebody, you know, and all of a sudden it just flies out? And they may turn around and tell you, I don't know why I said that. That wasn't in me. Well, if it hadn't been in you, it wouldn't have come out of you. Jesus said, our Lord, our Master, the Messiah, our God, said, out of the abundance of the heart, whatever is in you is going to come out. Somewhere, sometime, someplace, it's going to come out. And you see, the reality of it is, false teachers don't want you to think that. That's why they're very evasive. There is no transparency about false teachers. They don't want you to know what's going on behind the scenes. They don't want you to know what's going on behind closed doors. They don't want you to know what's going on behind. They don't want you to see all the money they're interested in making and where they're living and what type of finance. And they're saying, you just give to the kingdom. Listen, you give to the kingdom, souls should be getting saved. Lives be getting changed. Mission, ministry, emphasis all over the world. But their lips will give them away. Their actions will give them away. And the reality of it is, their teaching and preaching will eventually give them away. Sometime back years ago, you can recall some preachers and teachers who've got caught in one thing or the other. And here's the reality. Judas, who was a fake, he finally was exposed. He finally was exposed, and the Bible says that he went out and hung himself. And then after he hung himself, his body fell to the ground and burst open because there was no repentance. There was no genuineness. There was no authentic salvation. That's why you need to listen. That's why you need to listen to teachers. And that's why you need to use your God-given mind. You need to be a student of the Word of God. You need to get in the Word. You need to study the Word because you know what? When all hell caves in, there is nothing like knowing the Word of God. Some of you who've had the torments of life cave in and are students of the Word of God, you know what I'm talking about. You can go to that passage of Scripture and you know. You know the Word of God, and it's seen you through. What are you believing? Who are you listening to? Are you allowing yourself to believe lies? The only way you know the truth is by studying the truth. And you see, if you don't, you're going to be in serious trouble. You're going to have serious problems because you're going to believe something that's not accurate. And the truth about it is, there's going to be a lot of people who were in, quote unquote, the church, but they were deceived by somebody. And in the end, they're going to miss heaven because they believe morality. I'm a good person. I don't kill. I don't steal. I treat other people alike. But I want you to listen to the word of Scripture. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. And Jesus said, unless a man repent, unless a man be born again, he, say the next word with me, cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Friend, you can be moral all you want to, and there's nothing wrong with that, but it's not going to get you to heaven. It's not going to get you even close. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the truth of these two precious verses. And Father, I pray tonight, maybe for that person who's here, who they're a good moral person, but morality is not going to cut it when they leave this world. Kindness is not going to cut it. For Lord Jesus, you said, unless a man repent, unless a person's born again, there's no entrance into the kingdom of heaven. Father, there's a sea, there's a hurricane of ungodly teaching. Oh, Lord, may we listen ever so sensitively, because to listen unwisely means devastation to our own lives. Father, have your will in this invitation. In Jesus I pray. Amen.